Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, Monocle's Asia Editor-at-Large, Kenji Hall, looks at the upcoming election in Mongolia.
When Mongolians go to the polls on June 26th to pick a new president, they will do so for only the seventh time since they chose democracy over communism in 1990. For this country of 3 million, it will be another milestone, another opportunity to rejoice. Democracy is still a relatively new concept for Mongolia, a country that spent seven decades under the influence of the Soviet Union. Among the electorate, voting still brings a sense of empowerment, of having the means to get rid of officials who don't live up to expectations. In last year's parliamentary election for the 76 seats in the state Great Hurl, that's exactly what happened. Voters handed the Mongolian People's Party, previously in the opposition, a landslide victory. The Mongolian People's Party took 65 seats, while the Democratic Party, previously in power, got just 9. Two other parties picked up one seat each. It was a clear message of dissatisfaction over what many people saw as economic and political paralysis. How that will play out in the presidential election in June remains unclear. At the moment, the contest looks set to be between the two leading political parties. The ruling Mongolian People's Party is fielding Enkpold, the influential parliamentary speaker who previously served as prime minister and mayor of Ulaanbaatar, the capital. The opposition Democratic Party is backing Batulga, a former minister of transportation and agriculture, and a former martial arts world champion. Opinion polls taken by the Sainte Morale Foundation, the country's leading pollster, suggest that the Mongolian People's Party has the edge. But when it comes to candidates, voters have a clear favorite. Enkbayar, a former president who was jailed in 2012 on corruption charges. He's affiliated with a third party, the Mongolian People's Revolutionary Party. But election commission officials could decide that he's ineligible on a technicality. Whoever wins will be eager to tackle the country's most pressing problems, unemployment, poverty, and an economy that's overly dependent on mining. There are, of course, many other challenges. A widening gap between rich and poor. The 21% of Mongolians who now live below the poverty line. Pollution in Ulaanbaatar, the capital. Corruption among government officials. And the threat of reprisals against the independent news media. Even now, it's hard to put completely to rest concerns that Mongolia might be swayed by its five ex-Soviet neighbors in Central Asia: Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan, all led by repressive regimes. In the end, who wins Mongolia's presidential election in June probably won't matter that much. It'll be more important that Mongolia's elections are fair and free. For Monocle in Asia, I'm Kenji Hall.
That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. My thanks to Kenji Hall for this week's episode. Tune in this Saturday for a full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. We'll be talking about Ethiopia. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.